Win. That's all it is win. Nothing else really to say about it. Just win the game.
That's Trey Murphy after the Pelicans lost to the Lakers. Asked, what is the team's mindset now heading into Friday? A do-or-die game. They found out later on that's going to be against the Sacramento Kings, a team they've taken on five times in the regular season when they're able to beat them. We'll see what happens on Friday now. Well, we'll be without Zion Williamson. We're going to talk to that more with Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate. Disappointing ending, obviously, to the Pels' run yesterday. They got that comeback after being down to the Lakers. And then with Zion tying it up with that bucket, ends up coming down, I don't know, funny or whatever it was, but you just saw him wincing, grimacing, limping off, obviously agitated. Just overall, Christian, a really disappointing, like I said, ending with the outcome of the game and then with the injury news to Zion Williamson.
Yeah, honestly, pretty devastating. Zion Williamson, I thought, you know, I said a couple of days ago that game in Phoenix, I thought that was his best game as a pro. And then, you know, I was thinking about revising that. I mean, last night, what he was doing, considering the stakes, you know, outplaying LeBron, outplaying Anthony Davis in a game that really mattered, felt like, you know, he was working on his best game as a pro again. And for him to go down with about 3 minutes left, you know, he just kind of planted funny on that left leg, affected the hamstring, really was such a bummer. You could see it on Zion's face. I mean, he injured his right hamstring last season and caused him to miss the final 45 games of the season. He could tell he did something. He threw the towel on the ground before he went back into the tunnel. And I felt really bad for him because, you know, since December, since that embarrassment in the in-season tournament, I think Zion, his attitude, his approach has been so much better. You know, I was rooting for him to finish that off last night.
No, he was absolutely incredible, and like you mentioned, a tough ending for him. Like you could tell he knew something it wasn't going to be good for him in the long run there. You could tell he was upset with everything, but you look at the rest of this team too, they just no real support around him. And just curious to your impressions with Brandon Ingram, just an 11-point night. I know he got sat late in the game, and then there were reports that he wasn't available afterwards to talk to anyone. Just curious, what you're thinking about Brandon Ingram heading into a game now on Friday, where you would imagine he's going to be pretty key for this Pels team.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Pelicans and Brandon Ingram specifically are in a really interesting position because I don't know if Brandon Ingram has ever been benched under Willie Green, and maybe it's happened one time, but certainly not when a spotlight is on the Pelicans and they're on national TV. I mean, you know, Brandon didn't play the final 7 minutes of the game. Willie Green confirmed afterwards, you know, this was performance related. He is coming back from a long layoff, and I'm sure that's not easy, but he just wasn't having a very good game. He sat the final 7 minutes. He didn't look like he was in a very good mood on the bench, wasn't standing up, you know, cheering on his teammates. And, you know, he did get out of the building really quickly. He basically dressed and left immediately after the game. And, you know, that's fine. But, you know, I think Brandon Ingram has got to turn the page because the Pelicans need him. They need his scoring. They need his shot creation. I mean, with no Zion Friday in the lineup. But, yeah, I mean, not what you want to see from, you know, a guy making more than $30 million a year who's going to want an enormous deal this summer in an important game.
I mean, that's the biggest question at this point. We were kind of previewing it a little bit, and I don't really want to get into offseason talk, Christian, because they still do have this game against the Kings, and if they win it, they're in the playoffs, and that's all we want. We just want playoff basketball back in New Orleans. Like, that's the goal. That's what they tried to do last night. They came very close to doing it. Zion Williamson gets hurt with 3.5 minutes left. They lose that game by 4 points. It's really unfortunate. We move on to this Kings matchup. I want to get your thoughts on the Kings matchup specifically. The Pelicans have just crushed this team. It hasn't even been like just a 5-0 record and a couple games are close. Christian, I think the closest margin of victory was like 5 points. They average 128 points per game versus Sacramento. We know that the Kings don't play great defense, but the average margin of victory in those five games, 19.2 points per game. Like this, a lot of these games have just been complete blowouts. And we know that the Kings aren't really a good matchup for the Pelicans. The Pelicans have great size and length on the wings that can really give, you know, the Kings a lot of trouble. They hate really playing against them, and it has not worked out for them. but you're missing a big piece. And I know that people will kind of point to there was a game in January where Zion Williamson did not play against Sacramento. They won that game by 33 points. They got to do it again. So that's what it comes down to. Can they pick up this sixth win against Sacramento? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a good matchup for the Pelicans, but I mean, beating anybody, especially, you know, a team that finished the year with a winning record six times in a row, I just don't think that's easy. You know, I think Zion is like uniquely built to kind of exploit Sacramento's weaknesses. They don't have a lot of size in the wings. They try to put Harrison Barnes on Zion, and they've got Domantas Sabonis as kind of their rim protection, and that just doesn't really work when you've got a guy who basically averages 20 points per game in the paint, you know, a super athlete. So the Zion thing obviously really hurts them. He, you know, he crushes the Kings more than like most teams even he plays against, but I still think the Pelicans can do it. And the Kings too. I mean, look, they have their best two players, De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, but they're missing two really important pieces. Kevin Huerter, you know, scorer, shooter, not going to play. And then Malik Monk, who might win Sixth Man of the Year, he's not going to play either. Like, those are like two of their five best players. So it's not like they're at full strength either.
So a couple things. De'Aaron Fox is pretty interesting. He's obviously their best player, I think, alongside Domantas Sabonis. But he hasn't played very well against the Pelicans this year. You remember that he had a three-point performance where Herb Jones just completely locked him down. I mean, this is the eighth lead leading scorer with 26.6 points per game. He's averaging 21 against the Pelicans effectively. But the plus and minus, Christian, really stands out like a sore thumb to me. Minus 83 over those five matchups. I mean, the Pelicans, once again, Herb Jones, Dyson Daniels, they got those wings that can cause a lot of problems for opposing guards. I don't think it's a good matchup for someone like De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, I mean, he's so good that, you know, I'm like, hesitant to be like, oh, the Pelicans have the edge here, but I think you said it. The Pelicans have two of the best perimeter defenders in the game. They've got Herb Jones in the starting lineup, and then they bring in Dyson Daniels off of the bench. Those are guys with really good size. I mean, 6'7", 6'8", big wingspans. You know, they've got like the length factor compared to De'Aaron Fox. And you know, like De'Aaron Fox has worked and he's kind of made himself into, you know, a good three-point shooter. But what he really wants to do is he wants to get to the rim. And, you know, Herb Jones and Dyson Daniels, they're really good at kind of walling that off and making Fox take jumpers, you know, forcing him into tough shots. So I think you're right. Like, it's not the best matchup for Fox.
Christian, this home record for the Pels has been obviously a huge talking point for everybody. Can you put a finger on anything on what it is about the Smoothie King Center compared to venues on the road where this team just seems to come out better, shoot better, just an overall better around performance from the team on the road than at home? It just blows everyone's mind.
I don't get it. And last season it was the opposite. I mean, they were a very good home team last season, and I think they went 15-26 on the road. And, you know, that's kind of been reversed this year. CJ McCollum, like, his home road splits are really interesting. Trey Murphy is another one. I honestly don't know why. I mean, they really have been good crowds this year at home. Like, fans have been into it. They were super lively last night. I think, you know, I think it's just like kind of a freak occurrence, a luck thing.
We need to change like the color scheme or something to make them think they're on the road at this point. I don't know what it is. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, stopped by today, was joking with me that, oh, the Pels need to start playing home games at the UNO Lakefront Arena instead of the Smoothie King to try and mix things up. I really don't know what it is. If you have maybe shoot around at the arena or something. I've been, you know, racking my brain on coming up with things. It's just so awkward when you look at what a successful season. Obviously, they've had it, 49 wins. But, yeah, the home record just doesn't go along with it. Charlie mentioned to you, obviously, playing this Sacramento Kings team once again, a sixth matchup for them. Obviously, you're going to hear from folks. It's tough to beat a team six times. I think it's tough to beat a team anytime, obviously. But what are the biggest keys where this team, where this Pels team just is able to, you know, dominate this Sacramento squad that should be able to carry over into Friday, you think?
Yeah, I think number one is that, like, Brandon Ingram has to bounce back mentally from whatever happened Tuesday, because, I mean, that was really brutal. You know, bad games, they're just going to happen. That was at a bad time, but it just didn't seem like he reacted to it well. I mean, they They need him to be a scorer. They need him to be a creator. And they need C.J. McCollum to get back on track, too. I mean, C.J. McCollum was pretty awful in that game on Tuesday. I mean, no Zion, there's just not like a lot of margin for error on offense. I mean, you're not going to have, you know, your best advantage creator on offense. And, you know, they need the $30 million players to step up.
Yeah, I'm looking at this matchup, Christian. From last night, Sacramento against Golden State, the first half was pretty close, but it felt like Sacramento kind of controlled most of it and that the score was a little bit closer than the actual game indicated. And then Sacramento just blew out the Warriors in the second half. And Keegan Murray was just fantastic. I mean, 8 of 13 from 3, 32 points, 10 of 20 from the field. That dude was hitting everything he threw up. De'Aaron Fox was doing his thing as well, 24 points in the game. I just get a little bit nervous watching how well they played against the Warriors. And I talked to, I think, Mike earlier on the show. It was almost like they exercised some demons versus Golden State because that was the team that beat them in the playoffs last year. They get this, you know, one-off victory against them and eliminate them this year, kind of get their revenge against Draymond Green and the Warriors. And now they're trying to do the exact same thing, basically, against the Pelicans, who have beaten them five times this season.
Yeah, man, you say that, and it's like Tuesday was the Pelicans' chance to exercise their Lakers demons, and it felt like they were going to do that until about 3 minutes left. Look, that's a really interesting point. I think Mike Brown is a very good coach. He was in Golden State under Steve Kerr, like Willie Green. I think Mike Brown and Willie Green know each other, you know, really well and have a good relationship. So, yeah, man, this is a really interesting game. And Keegan Murray, like, I think you put your finger on it, huge X factor in this game, a guy who can get super, super hot, like great three-point shooter. If he has, you know, another one of those nights where he makes 6, 7, 8 threes, like it could be really hard to win.
And then I think on the opposite side, the X factor for the Pelicans clearly is, I mean, Trey Murphy. It's got to be, right? Because you expect him to kind of replace Zion in the starting lineup. And when he's been a starter this year, I don't know about you, Christian. This may just be me. I know that the stats kind of back it up a little bit. It just feels like Trey is more comfortable and more aggressive as a starter. Like, I think that, you know, this is an opportunity for him. We talked a little bit about Brandon Ingram needing to step up as well. But if Trey Murphy gets put in that starting lineup as we expect to replace Zion Williamson, like, we need a huge game from him on Friday night at the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, and Trey Murphy got a ton of experience doing this last year. I mean, Trey Murphy started 66 games last season, you know, when Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram missed a ton of time with various injuries. So this is something he's familiar with. You know, if you just look at the numbers, CJ McCollum, Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, Brandon Ingram, Jonas Valanciunas has been a good lineup for the Pelicans this year. I mean, Trey Murphy, he fits next to anybody, you know, like what player doesn't want to play next to somebody who just makes 30-foot threes and attacks the rim and can dunk? The two logo threes in the second half last night were really incredible to see. I mean, like, one of those was like a comet. Like, I thought it was going to touch the roof of Smoothie King Center.
Right.
Christian, definitely appreciate the time. Hopefully, we'll be talking to you some more as the Pelican season needs to continue on.
I guess. Appreciate it.
That was Christian Clark, Pelicans beat writer for the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate.